Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli mutya mu Mukama waffe.
How is life in our Lord?
Nenda kusaba ombulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request the greet of your brethren.
Omuwubireko.
You waver them.
Omwagalize omusana omungi ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Wish them much light of the word of God.
Ogumulisa okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
Which enlighten to reach an eternal life.
N'obulungi bwa Katonda bwonna.
And all the goodness of God.
Era nga bwagamba mu Zaburi ya 119.
As he say in the Psalms 119.
Olunyiriri olwa 15.
Verse 105.
Ekigambo kya Katonda tabaza.
That the word of God is a lamp.
Era omusana ogutumulisiza mu kkubo ery'obulamu.
Light which enlightens the way of life.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga n'amateeka ga Katonda bwe gali bwe gati.
Even the laws of God, they are just like that.
Nga bwagwogerako mu ngero.
As he speaks of them in Proverbs.
Nga agamba nti.
And he said that.
Eteeka. Eteeka tabaza.
The command is a lamp.
Ati ekiragiro musana.
And the law is a light.
Mu ngeri esuli omukaaga olwabiri mu esatu.
In the Proverbs 6 verse 23.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabika nga tweyongera n'okumulisibwa.
We want to move on to get enlightened.
N'omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
With the light of the word of God.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga twolekera obubaka bwa Katonda ati obw'enjawulo.
And we're moving on to God's special message.
Olwaliro ng'ennaku z'omwezi asatu mu lumu.
On this day of the date of 31st.
Omwezi ogw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
The month of December.
Omwaka 2021.
The year 2021.
Nga twolekera omwaka 2022.
As we head on to the year 2022.
Mwe tugenda okusimbulira okuyitibwa kw'ensi zonna.
We are going to be moving the worldwide call.
Okusinirana mu ggwanga erya Uganda.
To basically from here nation of Uganda.
Katonda mwayise amawanga gonna.
Where God has called all nations.
Okukola naye mu mulimu ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
To work with him in his final work on this planet earth.
N'ekigendererwa eky'okulemesa basitaani okufuula ensi eno nga Sodomu ne Gomora.
With an intention of interviewing the devils to turning this world into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Awamu n'okuteekateeka abantu bonna olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Even to preparing all people for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Nga tubateekateeka mu kukkiriza okuva mu kulya n'okulya ekigambo kya Katonda.
As we prepare them believing coming from hearing the word of God.
Omwana wa Katonda.
That is son of God.
Asobole okusiŋŋaana okukkiriza ku nsi.
May it find faith on this earth.
Kiddemu ekibuuzo ekiri wali mu Luka 18.
That the answer will be answered in the Luke 18.
Onyolo 8.
Verses 8.
Wagamba nti omwana w'omuntu bw'alijja.
When he said, when the Son of Man will come, will he find faith on the earth? So we're going to do the work together with God, the final on the planet earth. The intention of either the devils turn this world as Sodom and Gomorrah, even to restore faith in the people, that coming of back of the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he will find faith in this world. And that God's final work on this planet earth, it's the revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth.
They
be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Even in preparing the whole world in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In this revival and restoration of all things, the greatest and the last on this planet earth, it is to be done through restoring gospel of salvation, everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel preached to all creation in the heavens and the earth, fighting material gain, gospel of the world, and the selling of miracles, which has caused many fall in hell, and the world to be in the midst of many curses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this everlasting gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven, to enable many inherit the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus, man.
So, the year
2022 we are heading on to where there is the beginning of that great work, the worldwide call,
and
to base here in the nation of Uganda, the year 2022. Praise Jesus much.
And
as this ministry of full knowledge of God, we've been given to lead in that work in this nation, Uganda, even in the whole world. Praise Jesus much. But even on this time, we want to move on, get a special message. Praise Jesus much. And this message, we're going to see it under the heading saying that God is coming in His excellency, both in the church and in the whole world, from the year 2022.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This special message of God on the 31st December, the year 2021, it's under the heading saying that God is coming in His excellency, both in the church and in the world, starting from the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. And we are going to see God's excellency in good, the excellent good, the excellent danger, and the excellent healing, where it is necessary, starting from the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice
Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
Nomsom for Bible,
and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, and to move reach unto you God's special message on the 31st December, the year 2021. As we show you the working of God, how it's going to be as the year 2022 starts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And as soon as we begin there,
yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Start to analyze and observe. Because this message, God gave it to me on the date of 11th. The month of December, the year 2021. And he told me deliver it on the date of 31st December in the year 2021, to speak to the whole world that God is coming in His excellency, both in the church and in the whole world, starting from the year 2022. And we are to see God's excellent good, His excellent danger, and His excellent healing. Praise Jesus much. We move on to honor God the Father together with His word and His Holy Spirit, even the armies of angels, those who have come to work with Him in excellency, starting from there 2022. And He has come in the church. It means you're going to see the excellence of God in excellent good, the excellent danger, in danger,
and
in wrath, unto evil.
And you're
going to see the excellent healing in the church, even in the whole world. Praise Jesus much. And this he moved on to explain it as he bases in the Job chapter 13 verses 7 to enter verse 11, and he says like this. Job chapter 13 verses 7.
Will
you speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for him?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the Job chapter 14, verses 7, he says that we speak wickedly for God, and what brings him in the church, in the excellent goods,
or
to the good people, and in the excellent danger of the trouble, or to the evil ones, and in the excellent healing, and to those who need to be healed. That he brings it from the church. For he says the church, it moved on to scorn and to despise him, and it did not fear his excellency. Now
he's
going to show them excellency in excellent God, the excellence in the excellent in the excellent danger and troubles of God. He will show the excellent healing starting from the year 2022, as soon as it comes fast, the year 2022,
and
you begin to observe and see in the church, even in the whole world. But that has come, church, to want to speak wickedly for God in many things, to speak deceitful things,
as
they say God is the one who has sent them, even those of the world, to scorn his authority. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Let's read in Job we hear.
Job chapter
13, verses 8.
Muna mutya kitiibwa, munayomberera Katonda.
Will you accept his person? Will you contend for God?
Olinyolomwenda.
Verses 9.
Kirungi yokubakebera, obanga omuntu bwalimba munne, muna mulimba ye.
Is it good that he should search you out? Oh, as one mocks another, do you so mock him? Verses 10.
Talire makuba nenya, bwemunatye kitiibwa mukyama.
He will surely reprove you if you do secretly show partiality. Verses 11.
Obukulu bwe obusinga tebuli batiisa, n'entiisa ye teribagwako.
Shall not his excellency make you afraid and his dread fall upon you?
He,
yes.
Obusukurumu bwe,
his excellency,
tebutu tiise.
Shall it make not us afraid?
Erentiisa negwaku.
And the dread to fall upon church and the whole world.
Kati nino kyetwolekedde omwaka.
And this is what we're heading on to the year 2022. The excellency of God, which brings
mukanisa
dread in the church, even in the whole world. That a person will even fear to walk around, even tremble and shake when there's no wind. Praise Jesus much. He is coming in excellency.
January
and the 1st of January,
umwaka 2022,
the year 2022,
tugenda mulaba mu kanisa.
We are going to see him in the church,
tugenda mulaba mu nsi yonna.
We are going to see him in the whole world,
ngakora,
and he works
umulimu gwo ogusemba okusema zinga wenseno,
final work on this planet earth,
naye nga agukola mu busukurumu.
But he does it in excellency,
era nga tugenda kuba tulaba obusukurumu bwa Katonda obulungi.
And we are going to see the excellent good of God
eri abalungi,
unto the good people,
era eri ababi,
and unto the wicked.
Tugenda kulaba obusukurumu obw'omutawaana,
we are going to see the excellent danger,
obusukurumu obw'obusungu bwa Katonda,
excellency of the wrath of God,
obusukurumu obw'obukaawu
obw'obwa
Katonda,
of the hunger of God. Even those need to be healed. We are going to be seeing the excellent healing. And God will heal when you've not been aware of it. And God will raise the dead when you do not know. And God will heal in the twinkle of an eye. Praise Jesus much. In the year 2022, where we moved the worldwide call, where God has called us to work within the final work of the planet Earth. In that final work, it's the revival and restoration of all things, of the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. In the same way,
build
that revival and restoration of all things, restoring everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel preached to all creations in heavens and earth,
an
intention of destroying material against gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many fall in hell, and the world be the midst of many curses. And the everlasting gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven, enter many in the kingdom of heaven. Now God expects him in this way, that is coming in his excellency,
mukanisa,
in the church, even in the whole world.
And
we are to see the excellent good of God unto the good people.
We
are going to see the excellent danger, troubles, which come from the excellent wrath of God unto the wicked. And we are to see the excellent healing of God unto those who need it. Praise Jesus much. In Job chapter 37, verses 1 to 5, speaks this of his excellency and the way it's going to appear.
Job chapter
37 from verse 1.
Era necho chikankanya omutima gwange ne gunyenyezebwa okuva mu kifo kyagwo.
Job chapter 37 from verse 1.
Yobu sasitumu omusanvu n'olunyiri olusooka. Era necho chikankanya omutima gwange ne gunyenyezebwa okuva mu kifo kyagwo.
At this also my heart trembles and is moved out of its place. Yes. You know when God was giving me that message? Remember, I'm still in the introduction.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Indeed, there was a great fear there. And I thought, and you feel your heart is moving, as if it's moving from the left to the right hand, and they turn it from the right to the left hand, because of the excellency
spirit.
You may not have seen God in his excellency before.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when God tells you, behold, I come in my excellency,
mukanisa,
within the church, even to the world, there is something he speaks of and you've never seen it. You don't know even how it's going to be, but you're going to see it. A person will reach to feel the heart as if it's moved from the left to the right hand, or it's being moved to the right to the left hand. Praise Jesus much. He is going to do things you've never heard, starting from the first. January.
Umwaka biri abiri mwebiri.
The year 2022.
Paka Yesu lwanadda.
Until the coming back of Jesus.
Kubanga ekyazo kuchikola olw'okuteeka teeka okudda kw'omwana we.
That he has come to do it to prepare the coming back of his son.
Ninga agamba agenda yita mu kanisa okusooka.
But he's saying he's going to pass through church first.
Nga bwayokera n'ensi mubwangu ddala.
The world immediately.
Kubanga kanisa nga bweri eyiye.
Because his church is his.
Era n'ensi n'okujjula kwayo byonna
bibye. Even the earth and its fullness they are his.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Wagenda kubawo engeri y'ebintu ebyokukola kwa Katonda.
Going to be a way of things of the world.
Nga bwe kiba kirungi kyasukiridde obulungi.
And if it is good, it's excellently good.
Nga bwe kiba kibi.
And if it's bad.
Nga kya mutawana.
And it is troublesome.
Nga kya busungu bwa Katonda.
It's of the wrath of God.
Nga kya busungu obuyitiridde.
And it is of extreme, excellent danger.
Era bwe kunaaba kuwonya.
But if it will be healing.
Kugenda kuba okuwonya okwewuunyisa.
It will be amazing healing. Excellent healing. That is what you should await for. For it caused the hearts to tremble.
It's
moved from a place where it has been to another place. Many things are out in the world. And those which seem astonishing. But God, when he thunders, he thunders marvelously. When he decides to be marvelous. To be excellent. He has come in excellence. Here we have people who are tested to be of excellence. And they attach on them a word.
His excellence.
His excellency. They are usually presidents of nations. It really goes beyond that. It means a president of heaven and earth is coming.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Omukulembeze w'eggulu n'ensi.
The president of heaven.
Ajja mu kanisa.
And earth is coming. In the church.
Mu busukuru mbubwe.
In the world in his excellency.
Yeyeka. Omusukuru.
Alone is
mugune ku nsi.
The excellent one in heavens and earth.
Era bagamba laba nzija.
And when he said,
"Behold,
I come in my excellency."
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mwegendereze.
You be very careful.
Kubanga eri abalungi bagenda kulaba obusukulu mu obusukulu bwa
Katonda. They are going to see the excellent good of God.
Naye eri ababi.
But until the wicked.
Bagenda kulaba obubi obusukiridde.
They are going to see the excellent danger of God.
Eri eri ababeetaagisa okuwonyezibwa.
Or to those needed to be healed.
Bagenda kulaba okuwonyezibwa okusukiridde okw'obwa Katonda.
They are going to see the excellent healing of God.
Mu kanisa etandika omwaka 2022.
In the church starting the year 2022.
Waliwo ekanisa empya egenda otandika omwaka 2022.
A new church going to start the year 2022.
Singa ebaddewo.
Not as that which has been there.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Era waliwo ensi empya etandika omwaka 2022.
There is a new world beginning the year 2022. Not as the world you have been knowing.
Order y'ensi egenda kuchuka bintu bingi.
Order of the world is going to change in many things.
Nga Katonda ayolesa obusukulu mu bw'okubeerawo.
As God demonstrates the excellence of his presence.
Somerako tuwulire.
Read for me, we hear.
Yobu esulesi tumu omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Job chapter 37 verses 2.
Muwulire okuwuuma kw'eddoboozi lye n'okududuma okuva mu kamwa ke.
Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goes out of his mouth.
Olunyo olwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Akusindika wansi w'eggulu lyonna n'okumyansa kwe kumu n'enkomerero z'ensi.
He directs it under the whole heaven. And his lightning unto the ends of the earth.
Kakati ogenda kuulira ku ddoboozi lya Katonda.
Now you're going to hear of the voice of God.
Yali kuona ku nsonda ez'ensi.
And it knocks on the corners of the earth.
Era ebibwatuka.
And the thunders.
Okugugumuka kw'ensi.
The trembling of the earth.
Nga kukwata ku nsi zonna.
As it lay holds of all nations.
Kugenda kubeerawo.
It is going to happen.
Okutandika nga lumu.
Starting from first.
Omwaka 2022.
The year 2022.
January. Okutuka mukama wafu Yesu wanajja.
Until the coming back of our Lord Jesus.
Mubanga sidene.
Not in a long time.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ogenda kulaba obusukulu mu bwa Katonda.
You're going to see the excellence of God.
Mwemwe n'abaana b'abantu abali mu nsi.
All you children of men in the world.
Temulaba nko Katonda mu busukulu mu.
You have never seen God in his excellency.
Naye mugenda kumulaba.
But you are going to see him.
Mukanisa
in the church, even in the whole world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he speaks and he says like this.
Yobu asatu mumu sambo, noru nyiriri oruo kuna.
Job chapter 37, verses 4.
Oruva njimaru wako, edobozi neri uruguma. Abu atuka, nedobozi liobu kuruwe. Sote viinza, sote babiziiza, dobozi liye, beri ulirwa.
After it, a voice roars. His thunders with the voice of his excellency. And he will mortally strain them when his voice is heard. Verse
5.
God thunders marvelously with his voice. Great things does he, which we cannot comprehend. Verse
6.
He,
yes.
Agenda kore emirimu.
He is going to do works and we cannot comprehend them. And we cannot point and attach them to another. And we cannot say that they are demons which did this. And we cannot say there is a prophet who did it.
But
we shall say that is God. Have no one else we can attach that to. There has never been things those God to do from there 2022. And there is a prophet who has ever done them under the sun. Because God has never appeared unto the world in his excellency. My God, to hear is coming in his excellency unto those who have ever seen him work and they feared. This time I don't know what they should do. This is not only fear, this is to be struck with awe. Praise Jesus much. He is going to do works.
If
you cannot compare them how they began. That thing. How did it happen? How was it done? That person. How did his head turn God down into his face?
What?
Have you thought of that way?
And
you've been standing your head right on your neck. In a twinkle of an eye, it's within your out. You are a trunk, no head with yourself.
Yet
the head is within your legs out there. Looking downwards. I'm trying to show you things. Those we cannot even dare bear. And we cannot dare connect that there is a demon which has ever done that. And we can't say that there is a way of the God which have ever worked like that. That is what is called coming in excellency. I still introduce for you. Let's repeat in the verse 5. Job chapter
37,
verses
5.
God thunders marvelously with his voice. Great things does he, which we cannot comprehend. Yes.
We
have no way we can compare them. That is what they call the coming of God. And is in excellency.
Excellent things.
And he's doing excellent things. And the things he does, and they're excellent.
Now,
you too, you don't know in your stubbornness what he is going to do to you. It has never been read in the scriptures. That he is going to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What I say, it has never been done here and it is read and it was done before. But that you have ever read and it has never been done. Or you did get it a printed of its meaning what it is.
The
time when you will go back read that verse after it's been done, you will prove that that is it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Amazima gali ndi.
The truth is.
Simanyi bwenyinza chikunyonyola.
I don't know how I can explain it to you.
Ntikatonda zembusukuru.
That God has come in His excellency.
Kubasinza na gama anti ajja.
Because I cannot say even that He is coming.
Message yanjimpanga 10
The message he gave me on the 11th and immediately moved.
Kati 2022 agenda kuba gushi.
Now 2022 he would have arrived.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Echo chitwolekedde.
That is what we
want. There
is no more time.
Manyabudi.
You know like this.
Nti gwabadde akola obulungi era afuba.
That you has been doing good and trying to do good.
Ogenda kukola ne Katonda ebintu ebisukulu.
You're going to do with God excellent goods.
Era olabe ebirungi bya Katonda ebisukulu.
You see the excellent goods of God.
Ninjagala kukakasa gwe.
But I want to prove to you
akola obubi.
Who works wickedly.
Kukakasa ngu ogenda kula kubibwa bwa Katonda obusukulu.
I prove to you are going to see the excellent danger of God. The troubles.
I don't know
what he is going to do to you, but you know that it's going to be very astonishing. And he's going to fall to heal those getting healed. And it is excellent healing.
Katonda kuruno,
God, this time,
togena muga mantu wonyeza mukanisa.
You are not going to tell him that heal within the church as we've been saying.
Wona mulichifocho namunsi yonna.
Ajja
kuonya abantu ngatebali aba kuteko gwe balaba.
In the whole world is going to heal people and no one has touched them.
Owe mulema atambula ogwa badde bamanyi.
You will be a lame walking you who has been known.
Otambule ngateli akusabide.
And you walk where no one has prayed for you.
Nekwe chojango okumanya.
But you what you will know.
Wariwo musukuru mwali musa atambule.
There is an excellent one who is in the world walking upon it.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Muchama take a sura yasa tumusatu.
In Deuteronomy chapter 33.
Onyurabi mumkaga pakabiri musa.
Verse 26 to 27.
Ayogira bwati kubusukuru mubwa agenda okuolisa.
He speaks this of the excellency is going to demonstrate.
Era weyatandise da okuolisa.
And that he began already to demonstrate.
Ichama teko lwokubiri esura yasa tumusatu nolunyiri olabiri mumkaga.
Deuteronomy chapter 33 from verse 26.
Tewali afanana Katonda gwe Yesulini eyebagala kuguru olwoku olwokukubera era kubanga mubukuru bwe obusinga.
There is none like unto God of Jesulon who rides upon the heaven you help and in his excellency on the clouds.
He waruye mugendo okulaba.
There are things we are going to see.
Ngalinga tadde na mulondo kuchire.
And as if he's put a throne on the clouds. And you see one sitting on the clouds.
Mubife byenja wulo.
In the different places.
Waruye gwe. Waruye kintu chaito okujja mbusukuru mwe.
There is something he calls coming in excellency.
Banange kintu kidala nyo.
My friends, this is something different.
Nange simanyi.
Me too, I don't know.
Kunyonyola anti ano chikwayo.
How am I to explain it to you in the fall?
Na yicho.
But that.
Nalinjira byeko waguru wegu.
I have ever seen it before above the heavens.
Nachira bako butagwao.
It in the everlasting.
Okusuka waguru wegu
beyond above all the heavens.
Eyabera muliro ogwaka.
There he appears a consuming fire.
Abera musano ogutakoma.
He appears the everlasting light.
Osobola kulaba nti wuli atudde munnamulondo.
You cannot see him that is there seated in the throne.
Nayo obo uliranga ayogera.
But you hear him speak.
Ero uliro kukola kwenga kwa kitalu.
And you feel his working is great.
Omanya nti buli wamuwali.
You know that in every place is there.
Kibaita obusukuru.
What they call excellency. You can know him. When he is present in every place.
Mumuwulira eranga akube ntise nzi.
Hear him and he strikes you with awe, which is very great.
Abasinga munsi yonna.
Most in the whole world.
Abayitibwa.
Those who are called.
Abagenda okulaba obulungi bwe.
Those going to see his excellent good.
N'okuwonyezebwa okusukkiridde.
Even the excellent healing.
Bajja muwulira buwulizi banoonye wa wasinziira.
They will feel him, they will see.
Okuyigiriza okugasa.
Where he bases to teach how to profit.
Abakakanyavu.
Those
bagenda kugwa ku buzibu bwa Katonda obusukkiridde.
Going to fall on the excellent danger of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Katumaliyo mchamateka.
Let's finish in Deuteronomy.
Echamateka olwokubiri esura ya 33 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu musanvu.
Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 27.
Katonda ataggwawo kyekifo kyotuulamu Eremi kone jita guawo. Jiku wanirira. Nasi mbulamo abalabe mumaso go. Na yugira anti zikiriza.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from you, before you, and shall say, destroy them. In him he has different arms. That's why you're going to see one hand is very harsh and does in the great harshness. Another is doing excellent good. Another is doing excellent healing.
And
you say, what
to
track the others and squeeze them to that extent and it heals the others, yet it heals in an excellent healing. The hand which did good there, the excellent good we saw, and it's the same which did this excellent danger.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
you too, you will fear your God. And he is your God. Ever since you took him for granted. Praise Jesus much. You know he said, I come in excellency. In the church, even in the whole world. Because those people in the church, mostly in the church, even in the world, they have a form of godliness. But they deny my power. And they sin as they say, what shall he do to us? Even those of the world say, God does not see, even he abandoned the world. He says this, in the church, they have a form of godliness, yet they deny his power. And they say, we have sinned, what has he done to us? And we still stand on the pulpits. We still call ourselves those of the church. And we still call ourselves born again Christians. Even those of the world, they say, how come is there nothing to me? God no more sees, he left the world to us. And he said, let me come in excellency, they see me. In the church, even in the world, church chooses them for having a form of godliness. Yet they deny his power and they decide to sin as they want, as they copy one from another. For another, God never beat him. Even another, he never beat him.
And
they say, God is of great mercy. And he said, now I'm coming.
They are
going to know me in the three ways. They are going to know me in the excellent good unto the good people. They are going to know me in the excellent danger unto the wicked.
They are
going to know me in the excellent healing
unto
those worthy to be healed. Praise Jesus. And he says, mostly those of full knowledge, those he has given to lead the worldwide call. And he has given them knowledge. And they do not accept to enter into understanding. And the words, they know to speak them through their mouth, but they do not want to do them. And they call them children with knowledge. Praise Jesus much. Yet they say, you too, apostle, if you saw God, why have we done all this? How come he's never beaten us? He said, I am coming. But You, I look at most. I'm going to do to you those three things. For it is you I have given to lead the whole world. You are going to see me. Church will see me in the whole world. Even the world will see me in excellency. And he spoke in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5 up to 9 as it says like this.
2
Timothy chapter 3 verse
5.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. He said, but apostle, don't dare stand for those people again. But what you do for me is one thing. Go tell them, me, myself, I am coming. I am coming. But I'm coming in excellency. I come first of all in the church of full knowledge of God that given to lead the worldwide cause. I'm coming in the church of Uganda given to lead the worldwide call. I'm coming in church of the whole world.
And
I am coming in my world that I created for myself.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. But where trouble has come from, those of the church, first we of full knowledge, even church in Uganda, even heading to church in the world, to reaching that we are in the church, just have a form of godliness, yet it's not real. And it's not the fear of God to hate evil, even to help many depart from evil. But it's a shadow. Even deny the power of God. We reach to sin as we ask what shall he do to us? And
we
begin to look
onto
those who first sinned and those who followed.
And
God did nothing to them, he kept silent. But he said when he kept silent, he thought you're equal to him. Because he speaks in the Psalms. He said, you did all I kept silent. You thought we equal. Let him come in excellency that you see that all along you've never been equal to him. Let's put it in the Psalms. Psalms chapter 50 from verse 21. These things have you done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether such a one as yourself, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Yes. You know to have a form of godliness. And it's not the fear of God to hate evil. And you help many come out of evil. And you deny his power. A word which says, what shall he do to me? In the church. Of full knowledge. Church in Uganda. Being awaited for all churches in the world. You all churches in the world. Those who bring examples to the world. And you act like that. Now he
said,
I want to put all that in order for you. And I asked him, how is that order? He said, I've separated them in three. I'm going to do excellent good unto the gods. I'm going to do excellent bad unto the bads. I do excellent bad to the wicked. I do excellent healing unto those who need the healing. praise Jesus much. Your things have been done all the long. People and they are in the name of God. And they commit every evil they want within it. And they base the name of Jesus, the name of church, the name of salvation, the name of religious people. And they do shameful things. And themselves never more get shamed. Praise Jesus much.
But
as he said, let's get back to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse
5.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Verse
6.
For of this sort are they who creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with various lusts. Verse 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Yes. That such people have a form of godliness, yet they deny his power and they decide to commit evils in the name of servants of God, in the name of church, in the name of salvation, in the name of religion. And they act like that. And they begin to rob women laden with sins. And they rob money and they commit fornication and immorality in the name of Jesus. In the name of church. In the name of salvation. And you, a born again lady or gentleman, you claim to be a believer, yet in the name of God you're based there and you commit wickedness. As you say, what will he do to you? I have promised in the name of our Lord Jesus. You will not dare do it again there 2022. You are going to see him. Himself is the one coming in his excellency. Praise Jesus much. And they will do danger upon you and you will run for hell. I prove if you will not meet there the excellent healing, the mercy for it, we shall just look at you. We have nothing to do for you, for you will not have given it to us. For he came with his three way of working:
excellent good,
excellent good,
excellent danger,
excellent danger,
excellent healing,
excellent healing. On those what he give us is what we give you. When he said excellent danger, his way we pray that. When he
says
excellent healing, good, he sees, he let me pray for goodness. When he says pray for excellent healing,
we
happen to him. It's what we do. Their servants move in the year 2022 to work in the world
where God,
as they work with God. Praise Jesus much. Because he says, who learn every day, they are taught and they are seated. Yet they don't mind to get to understand truth and put it in action. They go for fellowships in the synagogues, different synagogues.
tutuse mukutegeero oba nedda.
They have never thought whether we've reached an understanding or not.
Abaweereza ababeera mu bifo ebyo mu linnya lya Mukama.
Servants in those places in the name of the Lord.
Tebalowooza ku kufuula amawanga bayigirizwa.
They don't think on making nations disciples.
Ne babakuŋŋaanya bulijjo.
But they gather them every day.
Beefuula ababayigiriza mu linnya lya Mukama.
They claim to teach them in the name of the Lord.
Era bommadini.
In voice of religion.
Ne babeera eyo.
And they are out there.
Nga basomesa ebyabwe mu kifo ky'ekigambo kya Katonda.
As they teach their own things instead of the word of God.
Abomusi bone banyomera
dala. Of the world and they totally despise.
Kati agamba bwati.
Now he say like this.
Zija mu kanisa ne munsi.
I come in the church and in the world.
Naye nga zija mu busukuru.
But I come in excellency.
Mwaka 2022 asimbulira.
2020 is moving.
Kuitiba kwensi yo.
In the worldwide call.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era ayogera kuwabo.
And he speaks of those.
Abakadde bo munsi.
Those the elder of the world.
Abakakanyazizza amawanga.
Those who have made nations get hardened.
Namwe mugenda kumulaba.
You too you're going to see him.
Mubukakanyavuwe mwe.
In your hardness of heart.
Mugenda kulaba obusukuru mu.
You are going to see the excellent danger.
Waliwo gwe bagenda okukola ebintu. Namwe mwewuunye.
One they are going to do things to you too you will be surprised.
Bwosanga abakulembeza mu ngaboggola ng'embwa ku makubo.
When you find some leaders barking as dogs on the roads, do not fear.
Abakulembeddemu ebikolwa ebikolobera ku nsi.
Those who have led in evils being done on this world.
Nkubuulira leero.
I tell you today.
Omusukuru mwajja.
The excellent one is coming.
Katonda omulamu.
The living God.
Mu Ezekiel 8.
In Ezekiel chapter 8.
Verse 11 and 12
he say like this.
Ezekiel 8:10.
Ezekiel chapter 8 from verses 10.
Ezekiel 8:10.
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 11.
Eranga wayimiride mu maso gabyo abasajja nsanvu kubakadde bo mu nyumba ya Isirayiri. Ne wakati mu bo nga wayimiride Yazaniya mutabani wa Safani buli muntu nga kutte kitolezo kye mu mukono gwe akalonsa akekire ekyobubani nekanyoka.
And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jazaniah the son of Shaphan with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Verse 12.
Aunengamba anti omwana wo muntu olabi abakadde abo mu nyumba ya Isirayiri kye bakolera mu kizikiza buli muntu mu bisenge bye nti buli muntu mu bisenge bye ebirimu ebifaananyi kubanga boogera nti Mukama tatulaba Mukama yaleka ensi.
Then said he unto me, son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chamber of his idols. For they say, the Lord sees us not. The Lord has forsaken the land.
He,
yes.
Baruza.
They think.
Katonde nsimbu yajivayako.
God forsook this land. And the elders of this world. And they perverted the world. And they put it in the hands of Satan.
N'ebikolobero ebingi
with many evils
nebikolebwa nebiteekerwako emikono
and they attach their hands on them
nga babiwagidde mu nsi
and they have supported them in the world.
Kati yava yakugambi.
Now that is why he told you
ajja mu busukuru mu
bwe. He is coming in his excellency
mu kanisa
in the church
ne mu nsi
even in the world.
Kubanga bagamba ensi yagirekawo tafaayo
because they say he forsook the world in normal minds of it. But he's going to show them how he minds of the world. When he passes through the excellent gold, in the excellent danger, even the excellent healing, starting the year 2022, have you written down very well?
The
date is the 31st December, the year 2021. As soon as you enter 2022, begin to look and see. Get newspapers from all over the world in different corners. You're going to hear the excellent good he has done, and you're going to see, you'll see the excellent dangers.
And you realize
the healings which happened and no pastor was present to pray for it. Praise Jesus much. In Ezekiel chapter 27, verses 1 up to 4, he speaks like this. Ezekiel chapter 27, from verse 1. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, verse
2,
now you son of man, take up lamentation for Tyre. Verse
3, omusubuzi w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi. Bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe, ayi Tulo, oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi.
And say unto Tyre, O you that are situated at the entrance of the sea, which are a merchant of the people for many coastlands, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyre, you have said, I am of perfect beauty. Yes.
Banja be yunye sitani munyanja.
Many who have gone to Satan under the ocean.
Banji.
Many.
Abali muzi underground bankers.
Are in the underground bankers.
Na iwe ba yikura ye bidi wansi munyanja temoye uonye.
But when they begin to bring out what is under the ocean, don't be surprised.
Mugenda kura bakosi underground bankers. Ezifu kutuka mutaka.
You're going to see of underground bankers coming out of the ground where they hid
Ngabaru
them.
Uzanti mukama tabalaba.
And they thought that God never sees them.
Ngajibaba deva sees
it. And it's where they have been basing.
Ulijoku funike bintu yonebi okuosi.
All along to turn upside down things of the world.
Katika tuunda.
Now God.
Ngajambu sukuru mubu.
When he comes in his excellence. Those are what you should expect. Those hidden under the ocean. Even those who connive with Satan of the ocean. They are to be brought out, most of them.
They
are to be cast in different nations, and you will see them wonder who has brought this here. There are things in the underground bankers. The kings of the world and the rulers. Where they sit with fallen angels. Who are known as the aliens. And they plan things which confuse the world of the living gods. And he spoke of them in the Isaiah 29. Verse 15 and 16 as he says this. Isaiah chapter 29, verse
15. Woe
unto them that go to the depth to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us and who knows us? Verse
16.
Surely you are turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the thing made say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing formed say of him that formed it, he had no understanding? Yes. After you have overturned things of the world, God, the way he has moved there 2022, with the worldwide call, where he has called us work with him in his final work on the planet Earth.
In
that work is the revival and restoration of all things. It means things which we are overturned. Women to end up marrying fellow women. Men to marry fellow men. Others to marry animals. Others to marry bodies, those artificial bodies. In the form of robots and the others. Profane. And it appeared different on the world. Now, it's coming in His Excellency to overturn them. After you turn it upside down, He will bring it back to form.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What you have to know,
that
is what has brought him in his excellency.
Mukanisa.
In the church. Because you had a form of godliness, yet you deny his power. A person decides to do what he wants in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of salvation, as he moves on claiming he's born again. As he said to himself, how come God is not beating me? He is going to beat. If he does not prepare for you excellent healing, you will end up like that. In hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Mercy will be to one whom they have shown mercy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You align yourselves when it's still time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That message, God gave it to me on the date of 11th, this month of December,
year
2021. Early in the morning, God the Father himself, he told me, first leave home. Have a place you go where I will show you. That secluded place. I went there. He gave me that great message. He told me, don't deliver it today. Today on the 11th, don't deliver it today. You will deliver it on 31st December. Because I will be already right in the world. The day was telling me those who was moving to come to the world. To come in his excellency. Praise Jesus much. When God told me these words, he told me that I have loved the world again. I have loved the world again. And I am coming in the church and in the world in excellency. Starting from the year 2022. In the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Even revival. In restoration of all things. As I said, through my servant Benny Hinn.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. While we were in that place, he told me, Apostle, see, I come. I have loved the world again. And I am coming in the church. Even in the whole world. In excellency. From the year 2022. In the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, as I foresaid through my servant Benny Hinn. Praise Jesus much. Praise Jesus much. He told me, I have given you this message. To join it on that, I told you to tell my people. On the date of 2nd of May. Where we saw the message. Of the immediately answered prayers. And the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. And in that message, when he said to do about the things in the year 2022, in that message is where he says
he's
going to lay his hand against the nobles of the world, the nobles, those of the world. On that day he said,
Bill Gates.
He was to lay hold of Bill Gates.
Wabula enaku z'omwezi zaayitawo ntono nnyo.
But it passed a few days.
Nujjukira nga ayina bye yamukola.
I remember the things he did to him.
Naye yali ntandikwa.
Yet that was the beginning.
Kati yangambye era ngenda kubakwatako.
Now he told me still I'm going to lay hold of them again.
Abakungu ab'omunsi abakulemberamu obutyabaga.
Nobles of the world who lead in the wicked acts of the world.
Era nagamba message eno nyongero gigatta ku eyo.
He said, I add that message on that one.
Gye nakugamba okuwa abantu bange.
I told you to tell my people.
Na 17 ogw'omukaaga.
On the 17th of June. 2021.
Mubaka bwa plan ya Katonda. Okulwanyisa enkozi ya Satani.
In God's plan against Satan's devices.
Ezakoleba omwaka. Okuva 2019
which we had done from the year 2019
baka 2022
after the year 2022
bwe yali atulaga
when he was showing us
omoyo mutukumbu juvuwe nga atambula mu triple portion
the Holy Spirit in his fullness moving in the triple portion
era yogera omoyo wa manyi
and he spoke of the spirit of might
bwage nokula mu triple portion
how he is to work in the triple portion
natubulira ebigendo okubawo
and he told us things to happen
mumwako gwa 2022
in the year 2022
tujukiranga kolo yagamba
we remember that day he said
tutusaba message yenja ule yomu yasa tumoro mu December
not ask any other message of the 31st December
mumwako 2022
in the year 2021
natusaba atubulire bigendo okudira
that we ask what will tell us what will follow
kubanga yabitubulira kolo
because he told them to ask that day
wabula wali wababuzanga bagamba
those who ask and they say
lwaki atali is message yenu
why again as he brought this message
in a message
this message
yali chama cha Katonda
it was a secret of God and it is not ours
ebikulidwa byali
what is revealed were what were ours
kusinda mu chama teke suri ya bimomo
according to Deuteronomy 29 Verse 29. To himself
he
knew it is a secret. He wanted to speak it to us today in the whole world. That he has come his excellency in the church even in the whole world. Starting from the year 2022.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I asked the Lord what do you mean when you say I have loved the world again? What do you mean, Lord, that you have loved the world again? And he answered that as I loved the world at first and I gave out my only beloved begotten son to save it,
era bwentu bwenjagadde ensi nate
till in the same way I have loved the world again,
era nzija okuteekateeka ensi,
I am coming to prepare the world,
ndyoke mmatumire omwana wange nate omulundi ogwokubiri,
then I send you my son the second time. I don't know you've heard me well. I asked the Lord, what do you mean that you have loved the world again? He said that as I loved the world at first, gave out my only beloved begotten son, Jesus Christ, to save the world. In the same way I have loved the world again, then I am coming to prepare it. Then I send my son the second time in my love to the world the second time. He has never done it like this. He loved the world the first time. He gave up his son. When he has loved the world this time, he has decided to come himself in his excellency. That he first prepares for his son in the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know the one you're going to hear working, passing through the Holy Spirit.
It
is going to be God the Father himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I know you remember God loved the world the other time. In the John 3 verse 16. When he spoke like this.
Yokani suli yokusatu nolu nyiriri olukumi na mukaga.
John chapter 3 verse 16.
Kwa katonda wu ya yagali nsiwati, nokuwa yena wayo mwana wu ya zari wumu yeka. Buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula. Naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Hey.
Yes.
Katonda bwe yagala ensi
kuwundi guli. God loved the world the other time.
Waayo omwana we Yesu Kristo.
Gave up his son Jesus Christ.
Nsere okukere ku ye.
That the world would be saved through him.
Naye agamba.
But he says,
njagadde ensi nate.
I have loved the world again. This time does not give up his son to die for us.
Wabura.
But
yeke nyini ya zimu usukurumu.
Self is coming, his excellency.
Okutegekera okudda kwa mwana we Yesu Kristo.
To prepare for the coming back of his son Jesus Christ.
Alioka mutume na temu usi.
That is will send him again in the world to come for us. That is the love he has used. He has caused him come in his excellency. For when he was taking the son Jesus Christ in heaven, he told him, I'm taking you that I first restore all things. Then I got back to send you. According to Acts chapter 3, verse 20-21, as he says like this.
Ebikolo by'abatume esuli yokusatu n'olunyiriro la makumi abiri.
Acts chapter 3 verses 20.
Naye atume Kristo eyabuulirwa edda ye Yesu.
And he shall send Jesus Christ who before was preached unto you.
Olunyiriro abiri mu olumu.
Verse 21.
Eyagwanyizibwa okutwalibwa mu ggulu okutuusa mu biro ebyokulongoseza mu byonna Katonda bye yayogereranga mu kamwa ka bannabbi b'abatukuvu.
Whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God spoke by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
He,
yes, that he will send Christ. He sends him that he comes back for us. But before he comes back, God himself had to first restore back all things. Those who spoke in his prophets, those who are there from the beginning of this world,
to
save from the prophet Adam,
things
you never knew the way they were to be,
and
the way they should be, where they will be forever. Even those which were turned upside down,
he
comes in excellency.
And
filled of excellent gold. And
is
filled of excellent danger. And is filled of the excellent healing. That is what he means. When he spoke with me saying that apostle
Ronald Hope Witness,
I have loved the world again. As I first loved it,
and
I gave up my son Jesus to save it. Thus, as the way I've loved it again, I've decided to come in my excellency. I prepare for the coming of my son, and I have come with excellency of good. I've come with the excellent danger, and I have come with the excellent healing in the restoration of all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And I asked him, I asked the Lord again, I tell him that, why do you come both in the church and in the world? Why haven't you come in the church alone? And you base in the church, and you show yourself to the world. And he said, because church is my house. Even the world is my field. My workers, those I work with, my servants, the children of men, even the angels, through which we serve. Now you know like this.
Katondo kugamba nti azze mu kanisa.
God to tell you he has come in the church.
Azze mu nyumba jagenda okubeera.
He has come in the house where he is going to be basing.
Akole mu nsi yonna
to work
mu ngeri esukulu.
The whole world in an excellent way.
Era ensi ajitutenga nimiro.
And the world has taken it as a field.
Okutegeeza buli kyatasima mu tekigenda sigala.
Meaning whatever he never planted there, it is not to remain there.
Kakati mu nyumba eno.
Now in this house,
gwe,
you,
gwe kanisa, gwe,
you the church,
yagenda okubanga asura,
that
ngasinzi,
where he is going to be basing.
Ogenda mufuna mwankati abaga.
You're going to get a trouble with him.
Ngatana kugenda mu nimiro.
Before he goes in the field,
agenda soka alimerimeke waka.
He is going to first till the land in the house.
Arimeke waka arungose
till and order the house.
Ariokagene mu nimiro eri mose.
Then he will go in the field in the world.
Ngukakasa.
I prove to you.
Agenda kusokera mu nyumba.
He is going to first come in the church, within the church, the house.
Ayingire nimiro.
He will enter the field.
Yes.
That is the world.
Bwe muulira ebigudde mu kanisa.
When you hear things
which
in the church and they are very wild, do not fear.
Ngabikambwe mu ngeri satu abirungi ebisukurumye
and they are excellent goods
ngabibye ebisukurumye obanga
benja
kuonyezebwa okusukurumye
it is excellent healing
kubanga nyumba
because the house
mwagenda okusinzira
where he is going to be based
we tuogere kanisa tuogera kugwe nawe
when we speak of the church
nawe.
We speak of me and you
abarokolebwa
those who God saved
eyewo
they are at your own before he lay hold of the neighbors who not yet saved, that is the field. That's why he speaks the first Corinthians chapter 3
in
the verse 9 as he says like this. First Corinthians chapter 3 verses 9.
Muli nyumba ya Katonda.
For we are laborers together with God. You are God's field. You are God's building. Yes.
Muli na bibiri.
We have two.
Waliwo enyumba ya Katonda.
There is a house of God.
E kanisa.
That is the church.
Abarukuri.
The born again.
Ne wabawe nimiro.
And there is
ya Katonda.
A field of God. The world.
Akati agenda soka
now he is going to fast
eno munyumba jajjo kusinzira okola byonna
comes in the house where he is to best to do all in the world
wenjogera ku nyumba njogera ku kanisa
when I speak of the house I speak of the church you
sikizimbe
kizimbe
chekunganiro
the building is the synagogue
gwe kanisa gwe
you are the church
gwe yasala okukiriza Katonda
you who decided to believe God
ngo badau
yet you have
ina kifananyi
been there having a form
Jamunyu bifebi
he comes into in the church in the world.
Nyumba,
church is the house
yageno sinziro kula byonna
that is to best to do all
munsi enimiro
in the world is the field
na yebo lirwa yingire enimiro buli kyata siba
any time he enters the field whatever he never planted
Baba mu nyumba
when he is in the house
bino byakora
these are what he does
njagara wetegereze
I want you to analyze all
wegendereze wali mu nyumba
be careful
you
the one in the house of salvation
bino byakora mu nyumba
these are what he does in the house
botegendereze
if you don't
ogenda kubaka ebintu ebiyewunyisa
things amazing are going to happen
bino
on you
mutawana.
And they are the troubles
munyumba kuba mwasokera
in the house for its way is coming from
echo chaguga mpite echo echisoka
that's what it tells in the first peter
esule yokuna
chapter 4
onyule 17
verse 17
19
up to 19
ngagamba bwati
as it says this
peter echisoka esule yokuna nolunyiriri ole 17
first peter chapter 4 verse 17
kubanga obudde butuse omusango tandikire mu nyumba ya Katonda kano banga gusose jetuli ekomerero guli bagutye eliyabo abatagondera njiri ya Katonda.
For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if first begins with us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Yes.
Ajana musango mu nyumba.
Hamethu judgment in the house. The church is going to first judge us.
Abasuma nendiga.
Pastors and the sheep.
Gwecho ino manya.
You what you have to know.
Gwecho kunga amanti. Mutumero na
that to tell me apostle
Ronald,
I am coming in my
mukanisa
with excellent danger in the church, even in the world. I asked him why in the church and in the world. He told me church is the house, and he told me there he comes with judgment in the house to judge between the sheep and the shepherds. What have you been doing on the
level
for your own? A shepherd, even your sheep, he is to judge all of you. See, your problem is to happen.
If
you commit evil sin in the sheep, all you will be beaten together. That's why you see, when we preach the gospel, almost it touch every person. Whether you pastor a sheep, you have no will or full knowledge,
I prove
they have to lay hold of us in a special way. For we put that be an example unto the world, to standing with God in the service of God. You still having games in this full knowledge war unto you. Running out of it never saves you.
For
when spoke of the house, never spoke of the house full knowledge alone as a church. No matter which church you will run to, he will look for you there. For those two there, he will look for them from there. He comes with judgment. What have you been doing? In the house, he is come with judgment. Now what follows outside?
We
say if in the house is come like that, in the field is come with what? In the world. What has he come with? What do you think he comes with? There is not to judge them, it's just to beat them. That to die, you die, that to be saved, you will be saved. You repeat for me.
Peter, ekisoka, esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olukumina
musanvu. First Peter, chapter 4, verse 17.
Kubanga obudde butuuse, omusango gutandikirwe mu nyumba ya Katonda. Kale obanga gusose jebuli.
For the time is come, the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begins with us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Verse
18.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinners appear? Verse
19.
Therefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Yes. You know, when he cometh in excellency, and it is hard you to thought you were righteous to be saved. For that day he told me, but you too, I'm also going to beat you. You are always here joking with the people. You preach to them truth, they trample it, you can't plead to me before they are sick. If you dare come back to me again, I will beat you for that. I'm no more going to plead before God for you. That is what I
did.
Said even it's
hard.
Right, yes, even in time for his coming to be saved. Trust your righteousness, begin to sin within that. Now the end is not easy. What you have to know, God has come in his excellency.
It
needs to be careful of. He told me, you, I chose you as Amos. And I chose you like King David. I got you from that your bush. I trained you to be neutral.
And you
will not have a side, but only on my side. Now these people want to change you from that. As they play with my truth, as they trample it, the green pastures, that of my
word,
as trample my spirit flow like rivers of living waters. You too, you begin to plead for them, but don't dare do that again. Friends, I'm no more going to do that. It's what you have to know.
What you
do, but I'm not to plead for you before God.
I'm
going to beat you. I'll get on the side, just look at you.
He
told me you've pleaded for lives of those people. But they don't plead for themselves to be living. Every time they are just taking things for granted. As they begin to despise my spirit. Every person is eased to committing evils. As they cast truth aside.
And
you every time you pull to restore them back. As you plead for them again.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he spoke of intercessors in the whole world. He told them no more to intercede concerning evils. But they intercede that goodness appears. For evils wickedness is going to take it away himself in the form of his excellency. He said no more intercede because of the wicked and evils. He has come to handle wickedness by himself. And he told me the reason. Even those who interceded to take away the wickedness, many righteous, they have been taken away. When the wicked refuse to change, and the wicked they just pleads to them, and we try to save their lives, yet themselves they don't love their lives. And when he puts before them life and death, they choose out death. He told me if they choose out death, why pull them to take death from them that you give them life? He told them that to die will die. Even that to be saved will be saved. He told me when people fall in hell, they fall there as an individual. They don't fall there with you. And they have to begin to fight for their own lives. Each person as an individual. He told me there is a gospel which spread the world. It is called the gospel of grace. Once saved, forever saved. He told me, but destruction is in those things. He told me, tell my people, even my children, that they work out their salvation. Don't they work for their salvation again? You work for me. That you don't know what it means. But it means I'm going to do that he tells me to do to reach you in salvation. What you have to do to reach salvation, I'm not going to do them for you. What you have to do them. God bears our weakness, but our ability never bears it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Do not think God is going to plead for you in another special way. He says, I already gave you what makes you be accepted. When I gave up my son, they want me give out what else?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
so those words, all he spoke them saying, he is coming in the church. That is his house. And he cometh with judgments. He cometh with the broom of judgments. Curtain, sweep, get out of the house. You enter, you get out. Between the sheep and their shepherds, out in the fields, he is to uproot whatever he never planted. I speak out in the world
because
say he will uproot whatever he never planted. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 10.
Lava. Lero kutaddewo kuba omukulu w'amawanga era ow'amatwale ga bakabaka okusimbula n'okumenya n'okuzikiriza n'okusuula okuzimba n'okusimba.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Yes. Out to the nations. Out in the world. Comes to uproot and tear down whatever he never builds. And to prove he builds everything he decided as his counsel is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now you think of it like this, that God is coming in his excellency in the church. When he speaks word of the church, what runs in the heads? You. The second, it is his house. If it's the house, where is to base as he does his final work. Now, any person
that
is not headed in the field, he first orders his house very well. And he peels away the weeds around his house. And he orders the roads which come into his home. Those which will bring harvests from the field where he is going to. Because the world we are speaking of, he said that is his field. He has to get harvest from there to bring within the house the church. Yet home, all the stores are messed up. Pastors of those stores, they ate out everything as they began to there. All the roads coming home in the church, they all errors.
And
people have not been able even enter church of salvation, except most of them who are yearning to get out of it. As they go back out in the world, in the field,
but
who moved out back in the field, he's there, come out there. Those who entered in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as he speaks in Ezekiel 34, verses 1 to 6, as he says this, Ezekiel chapter 34 from verse
1.
And the word of the Lord came unto me saying,
nti omwana w'omuntu, wo obunnabbi eri abasumba ba Isirayiri, obaweko obunnabbi obagambe nti, ogamba abasumba nti, bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti, zibasanze abasumba ba Isirayiri, abeeriisa bokka.
Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Yes.
Abasumba,
the shepherds of church of God in the world. When we go into the shepherding of the flesh, they feed themselves the good things, the cars, the buildings, and every good thing to themselves. And the sheep, they abandon them there. The children of God. And they begin to wander places. As pastors are worth billions. And he asks, won't they ought have to fed sheep? When we come back onto the spiritual eating,
and
some appear to know a few scriptures,
emmere entono y'ekigambo bo ng'abasumba.
And they get a little food of the word them as pastors.
Endiga.
The sheep.
Ne bazireka nga njala mu kigambo.
And they leave them hungry in the word there is no gospel.
Okujjaka ibozi katuti.
Except stories on the pulpit.
Naye agambi.
But he says.
Aze mu kanisa.
He has come in the church.
Mu nyumba.
In his house.
N'olweyo.
With a broom of judgments.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel chapter
34 verses 3.
Muri amasavu ne mwambale ebyoya ne mutte ebyasava ne mutali sandiga.
You eat the fat and you clothe yourselves with wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock.
Olinyorokuna.
Verse 4.
Eteyinza temujisanga mumanyi. Sote muwonyanga erwadde. Sote musibanga emenyese. So temukomyanga wo egobeddwa. Sote munonyanga ebuze. Naye mwazi fuganga n'amanyi n'amawaggali.
The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed those who were sick, neither have you bound up those who were broken, neither have you brought again those who were driven away, neither have you sought those who were lost. But with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. Yes.
You
not to rule with force and cruelty.
And
you find pastors in Church of Salvation.
And
find them in the different beliefs. And they are very cruel, very hard.
They
are from the tithes and the offerings. They don't think of the sick, those broken of heart, those lost. If you die, die. Now, the chief shepherd is arrived.
The
year 2022. In the church and in the world. In the house and in the field. Praise Jesus much. And he moves on to say these words.
Ezekiel chapter 34
verses 5.
Neziba chakulia eliyensolozo na ezomusiko nezisasana.
And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became food to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered.
Olinyolo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Endigazange zabulubutira kunsozi zonna neko bulikasozi akawanvu wewao endigazange zasasanira kumaso gensi yonna sote wali.
My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Yes. He said that the children of God, those called the sheep of God, most of them run from the churches and they scattered in the whole world. That has caused the papia come it work in the church, even in the world. Because out there are is sheep which got lost there. There are children of God out there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That has caused him come work in both fields. To work in his house, that is the church. Even to work in the whole world.
For
out there are his sheep which got lost there. Praise Jesus much. So as I went up concluding this message, I asked him much.
Why?
As he said, he is coming in excellency.
Mukanisa,
in the church,
yenyumba,
in the, that's the house,
nemusi,
even in the world,
yenimiro,
it is the field.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nangamba anti kubanga.
He said because
abo mukanisa,
those of the church, they have a form of godliness, yet it's not to hate evil. It's not to help many depart from evil.
And
they truthfully deny my power. As they sin saying, what can I do to them?
Then
he said, those of the world, those of the field, They say God no more sees, he abandoned the world and left it there. But he told me, but my excellency, won't they fear it?
It,
what has brought me in excellency, can they suspect it?
As
first explained you in Job chapter 14, starting from verse 11, as he says this, Job chapter 13, verse
11,
shall not his excellency make you afraid? His dread fall upon you? Yes. Excellency is dread is going to fall upon the house. That is the church. And it will reach those of the world. And God is working in the excellent good. And he works in the excellent danger. And he works in the excellent healing. They are 2022.
As
the worldwide call moves officially.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have remained just a few hours. Enter year 2022. That you begin to see.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's move on in Job we hear.
Job chapter
14,
verses 12.
Your proverbs are like unto ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. According to excellency is coming by. There is no nation having security enough. No one is going to protect defense, brothers, to get him from the hand of God. No one is going to hinder God into which ability you have. Your God never created heaven and earth. This devil, the fallen angels,
there is
nothing they are going to be able to begin to challenge the excellence of God.
He first
looked into all that you use. Those with witchcraft. Those with every powers of darkness, first wait in them.
I am
coming in the excellency, see what they will do upon me. We see what they can hinder me to doing. Already looked in your defenses and your protections. Nothing you're going to do, you.
Job chapter 14,
verse 13. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Verse
14.
Why do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand? Verse
15.
Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will defend my own ways before him. The Holy Spirit is just advising us in one thing. Whether God is going to kill you, you only focus on one thing, turn to wait upon him. All the olden sins, cast them aside. Fear not of the past sins. Coming perhaps to kill you and throw your spirit in hell. But only one thing, wait upon him. You cast sins aside, leave them. Prove your spirit and your heart. And it stands with God well.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga agenda kola akalunje oba akabi.
Because he's going to do good danger.
Okakasanga ye mukama.
To prove that he is God in this world. Those who spoke them in Isaiah. Isaiah 41. 21-24. As it says this. Isaiah
41
from verse 21.
Produce your case, saith
the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the king of Jacob. Yes. He said, tell them.
They
produced their case which refused me coming that way. I come in excellency. Of good. Excellency in danger. Excellency. In healing. But if they have reasons strong enough. He said those they would have given them long back. No one can any attempt hinder me come do that. Starting there 2022. Let's read we hear. Isaiah chapter 41 verse
22. Bazirete. Tubirowoze tutegere kumerero yabyo eyoluvanyuma oba mutulage ebigenda okujja.
Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things, what they were, that we may consider them and know that the latter end of them, or declare to us things to come. Verse 23.
Mubulire ebigambo ebijja okubaawo oluvannyuma, tulyoke tutegeere nga muli ba Katonda. Weewaawo, mukole obulungi oba mukole obubi, tukeŋŋentererwe, tukirabire wamu.
Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Yes. To prove that he is God, he is going to do all of them. For he had told them,
all
those who call themselves gods who never create heaven and earth, that they do extreme evils.
Dangers.
Whether they commit excellent dangers. Yes. Or they do the excellent goods. Now he is going to do both of them. He is going to do the excellent goods.
And he
will do the excellent dangers. And to the wicked they will call them evil. But that is done to us is so evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he's going to pass through the church first, even the whole world. As at the same time, he heals those that
healed.
He's going to strike that your jaw. He will crush it like this. You know when he told me on the date of 11, he immediately moved, struck down someone here in full knowledge.
He's
taken close to 4 years. I tell him, serve me. He refuses.
He told me I moved
on the 11th. I thought he was joking.
There passed
a few days, he had one he crushed.
And
entire jaw got broken. Now they have tied it wires. There is no more eating. No speaking. For he told you to speak the gospel, you refused it. Immediately. What means?
Mukumba messaging a kumi na rumu.
Give me the message on the 11. He wanted me to see things happening.
Then
I give it in its power, original power. When I have proved that he is meaning what he says. You do not know what he is going to do to you. I told you, don't know it. You align yourself when it is still time.
kubagenda kuba nga bwawonyeri abagwanidde
okuwonyaakugamba
mu Isaya 19:22
Isaya esula y'19 n'olunyiriri olw'22 era Mukama alikuba Misiri ng'akuba era ng'awonya, nabo balidde eri Mukama, naye aliyegayirirwa bo era alibawonya.
And the Lord shall strike Egypt, he shall strike and heal it, and they shall return even unto the Lord, and he shall be entreated by them, and they shall heal it. He shall heal them.
He,
yes.
Again,
he will strike. He will break,
crush,
and trample. If you find mercy, he will form you a flesh. He molds you. You,
as
who farm realize the church of the living God, war unto you.
You
wreaked havoc and confusions, but let me prove you, God is going to beat you.
He
beat you in an amazing way, in an excellent way.
Ate wano mu Uganda,
and here in Uganda,
zibasanze
nyo. War unto you much.
Kuba muri kyakulabirako kyamawanga.
For you are an example unto nations.
Musitudde okuyitibwa kwensi yonna.
Carry the worldwide call.
Revive esimbulano mwaka 2022.
Revival moves here the year 2022.
Kati mwe.
Now you.
Nga leero.
As today.
Mwe muwulire.
You listen.
Njogera n'abasumba mu Uganda abaweereza ba Katonda.
Pastors in Uganda, servants of God.
Katonda agenda kuba kuba.
God is going to beat you.
Okukuba okwewunyisa.
An amazing beating.
He's
not going to
be a nation.
He's proclaimed in all nations in the world. Nations
are
warming up to come meet revival.
When
you have not
ordered
things not worthy that you do in the name of God.
You
make Eskon the Church of Salvation in Uganda.
You
make this country an entire nation.
He
has to firstly immediately has to target you immediately.
Kubanga bwaonya
bitira
abagwani dokuonya
those worthy be healed.
Eri abafa mufi
to those to die you die. That is what it is.
Nagambe banganya
okwegali they refuse me to plead anything against that.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
So echo mukirinde.
So you wait for that.
Nayenga
but
another
main reason as I conclude that is spoke of bringing him in the excellent
gold,
the excellent danger, even the excellent healing. And he said that people they wish the him for them. People wish him for themselves, but they don't love him.
Abantu,
the people,
mukanisa,
in the church,
nemusizona,
and the whole
world,
they wish God for themselves, but they do not love him. Those are two words. To loving God, it means to keep his commandments. What means you wish him for yourself? You are there claiming my God, yet you are not ready to obey him. You do not keep his commands. You do not honor his
words,
but you wish him for yourself. You are like a woman
who
wish herself for men of whom she cannot take care of all of them, and she cannot obey, submit to all of them, because a woman who loves a man, she one who obeys his commands, she hearkens to his commands. That is what he said. That people wish themselves may be their God. But people do not love me. They wish me for themselves.
Era okumanyanga banneyagaliza bweyagaliza.
They just wish me for themselves.
So tebanjagala nga Katonda wawe.
They do not love me as their God. They do not keep my commands.
Kubanga nasoko okubagamba.
Because I first told them.
Tinjagala banjagala.
I love those who love me.
Nabanyikira okunnonya balindaba.
Diligently seek me, they will see me.
Tebanonya
do not seek me in my holy book. They do not give me time. They do not mind my command. They do not mind of my
work.
They are there claiming my God. As a woman wishing men for herself, yet she does not love them because she cannot keep commands of all of them. When we begin with John chapter
14,
verses 15, he says like this. John chapter
14,
verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Yes. Upon which you come to understand that now I'm not just wishing God for myself, but I love him when you keep his commands. When you hear his word, you obey and do it. Now he said in the church, most people wish him for themselves and they do not love him. Now they have to decide in his excellency whether they love him or not. Brethren, it's up to you. You stop wishing God for yourself, but you love God in truth. You keep his commands. You keep his words when he's not forced you. Have you understood well? That's what is what brought him in excellency. First of all, in the church and in the world. Even many in the world wish God for themselves, but they do not love him. They find then they say, me too, I love God. And he's my God.
Yet
he just wish God for himself, yet he never loves him. Brethren, there is a difference between loving God and wishing him for yourself. And people who wish God for themselves, they speak of him on their lips, even in their words, but the hearts, they are not on him. And those people quickly go commit evils, and they commit evils without any fear, and they come back still speak my God. People like that, they speak of God, but not in truth and not in righteousness, for they have never thought of God, neither his words, that they can be able to know him, and they speak of him in rightfulness, in the true love. Most of that we shall hear it, but God wait for him.
Just
wait for his working in the excellent God, in the excellent danger and the excellent healing, in the worldwide call which starts on the first.
There
are 2022.
You've
remained just a few hours. May God bless
you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. For putting in action.
You've
been spread to the whole world. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.